This is WLRN News. I'm Sammy Mack. Transgender women in Miami-Dade and Broward counties face significant barriers to quality health care. That's according to a new report published by Human Rights Watch. South Florida has the highest rates of new HIV cases in the country, and transgender women are especially vulnerable to infection. Human Rights Watch worked with community agencies to interview 125 trans women in Miami-Dade and Broward. What they found was a pattern of women who had been discriminated against, marginalized, and exposed to HIV at significantly higher rates than the general population.
And this is not because policymakers and public health experts don't know what to do.
Megan McLemore is a senior health researcher and author of the report.
Ample evidence is showing that when trans women with HIV are provided health services in a safe and welcoming environment, where they can also get hormone replacement therapy and other transition services that they need, trans women living with HIV do really well.
Ariana Lindt runs an organization that advocates for trans Floridians. She herself is a trans woman, and she's open about living with HIV. She said the data in the report will give her and other activists more leverage when applying for grants and creating opportunities for trans women.
And we can say, finally, transgender community in Florida is a community, and we have a voice, and we have a number.
Another panelist, Francesco Duberli, said that for vulnerable populations like trans women, being counted is a matter of life and death.
When a community is invisible, that means that as human beings, as part of our large society, they don't exist. And what the numbers does is to bring them back to life.
McLemore says state officials are planning to meet with Human Rights Watch to discuss the next steps. For Health News Florida, I'm Sammy Mack in Miami.